Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, September 25th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled Pen Pals, and our scripture reading comes from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 11, which says, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." Recently, I got together with a friend and her husband who were on a cross-country trip and passing through the area. We met for dinner and had a lovely evening catching up, telling stories, and snapping pictures. I had not seen this friend for 43 years, since her wedding in California, and I had only been with her in person one other time as teenagers. Still, I feel close to this dear friend because we have been pen pals for over 50 years. And I mean pen pals in the traditional writing letters kind of correspondence. My friend's mother and my mother were dear friends from young adulthood. These family friends made a trip from California to Wisconsin when I was 10 years old. And after the family left, the sending letters began. At the age of 10, the letters typically started out, "How are you? I am fine," and then went on to say what we were doing at that very moment, or how school was, or what we were looking forward to doing during summer vacation. I would send a letter, and a few weeks later, I would get a letter back. Then Christmas and birthday cards and postcards from vacations and more letters. Then when I was in college, I got a letter saying she was engaged to be married. Then the wedding invitation. My parents and I made the trip to California for the wedding. Through the years, the letters and cards have continued and are always a wonderful bit of encouragement across the miles. When social media came on the horizon, we stayed with letter writing and cards. No Facebook messages or texts, not even phone calls. We stayed as pen pals in the true sense. A few weeks ago, I got my first text from my pen pal to say that she and her husband were taking a retirement trip across the country and that they would be passing through my area of Wisconsin. We texted to make arrangements to meet, but that's the only use of technology we have used in over 50 years. In one of his letters to the Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul is urging his friends to continue encouraging one another and building one another up, just as they had been doing. I'm sure Paul's letter was a wonderful and welcomed encouragement to his friends. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.